I give grace to the humble. There is a difference between anger that pursues truth and anger of the soul. Soulish anger is actually rulership by the soul when it has not been made to relinquish its hold. The soul has been given the place of dominion over the spirit, and the soul's way is to respond in anger. This is the quick and easy solution that the soul operates by. Living by the soul requires no trust in me. It is a walk outside of our fellowship. To clarify, I do not speak of the anger out of the mind of Christ that does not tolerate what is against my word. The anger that is of the mind of Christ is from the strength of the Spirit rising up and saying, "Enough." This kind of anger is from a place in me of righteousness and is often a force of the Spirit taking back its rightful place of leadership that has been abdicated to the soul. Sometimes this righteous anger is the force of truth within the Spirit that will not stand for untruths in its path. This righteous anger is strength from the inner man that removes things out of the way that are trespassing against truth. This force, this strength, this anger is out of my life and truth in you that does not tolerate the antagonists of truth. The anger that is from the soul is apart from your fellowship with me and has nothing to do with us walking together. There is no partnership with your spirit and mine in the anger of the soul. You walk that walk alone until you turn to the spirit within and reach for the peace and truth and counsel that is my spirit in you. Oh, the soul will get angry and the soul will try to rule. But our partnership and your progression into me brings to the spirit the strength needed to rule over the soul in an ever-increasing dominion. The soul can get angry at the truth. This is the case when the soul has been allowed to have the rulership in a life, for truth challenges the dominion the soul has been allowed to have. When temptations come to lessen the times of fellowship with me, or to walk away from the narrowing path into me, if the soul has been given enough lordship, the decision will be made by the soul for the path of least resistance. However, if continual fellowship is given to me, then the soul's leadership gives way more and more to the leadership of my spirit within you, and the temptations to move onto the path of lukewarm fellowship and least resistance can be refused. I have called you to intensity, for the narrowing path requires this, and your training as a soldier and your life in me require this. You will be seeing tough days ahead as the world turns from me rather than to me. I must have strong soldiers whose lives are intently focused on the task at hand, which is more and always more of me. Life with me is never less, but always more of me. Those who learn this key of more and more of me make the necessary adjustments to intensify their life in me. There is always a receiving of grace when hearts say yes to more of me, for I give grace to the humble. When man slows down his walk into me, it is because he has reached another area of pride that stands between us. The resistance against more of me is actually another layer of pride, which is an absence of reliance on me. I have the grace necessary to move out of pride, this pull of the flesh, but it takes turning to me. It is in the times when there is resistance in the flesh against the move forward into me that my grace can come to help those reaching for me. Giving more time to me is surrender. In times of surrender, layers of pride can be dealt with that have kept the reliance on you instead of me. The move forward is line upon line, precept upon precept. So when more truth comes through our times of fellowship, my spirit can remove more of the self-reliant or prideful ways. Times that are sanctified or set apart for us please me, for this is a response of your spirit to the truth of your need for me, And when you choose me, I am given what I need to work on your behalf. A heart that continually chooses more of me is a heart that can continually go free. A humble walk is a walk that continually chooses me, for I am the only thing you need.